This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Joe Perino. How are you, Joe?
I'm great, Robert. Thank you.
And Joe is the CEO of Home Run Pizza. And this is, for everyone listening in, it's a fascinating business. They are one of the fastest-growing frozen pizza companies. But start off with your long history, 1923. Where did you get the name from?
Well, Home Run Inn started in 1923 by my grandparents on my mother's side. So it was a small corner tavern, and it was a baseball that came crashing through their pane glass windows, and my immigrant grandfather yelled out home run, and that's from that day on we became Home Run Inn. And it initially started as a tavern from the 1920s, and then in 1947 my father married into the family, and after World War II introduced pizzas into the restaurant and transformed from a local tavern into one of Chicago's first pizzerias.
And then in the 1950s actually came the idea for frozen pizza.
Yes, innovation happens sometimes at unexpected moments, and it was one of my father's customers that came in and asked for a pizza that was partially baked. And when the consumer came in, my father interviewed him as to why he would want to eat a pizza partially baked. And he told my father he doesn't eat them like that. He takes them back home and puts them in his ice box and freezes them. And that's where my dad got the idea from. And the next time the customer came in, he made a 9-inch pizza that was able to fit easily into his ice box.
So let's talk about you now. You're 16 years old. You start working in the business. It's a family business. You have some restaurants. And what are you thinking of it then?
Well, at 16, my dad dragged me down into our basement where we would make all of our ingredients. So we had our own butcher shop, cut our own cheese. But one of the primary jobs, responsibilities I had at that time was making the pizza dough. So that was our secret formulation that only family members could make. So he dragged me down there, and at 16, I really wasn't that inspired I want to do this for the rest of my life. But when I came to about 18 years old, I started working in the restaurant as a server, and I started to see, you know, the people lining up the doors. And I'll never forget this one time I was serving a customer a pizza, and they were talking about what a business this would be to have. And I sat back and I turned around and I looked at all the lines out the doors and the people, and I realized this is, there's something here that, you know, I've been missing. So I see this every day, but I didn't realize how important it was and what part we played in that community, as well as the legend of pizza in the city of Chicago.
And one of your philosophies we've spoken before is about keeping your eyes open for innovation.
Yes. I think innovation and entrepreneurship comes at times you least expect it. So many of the greatest moves I've made over the years happened by just being in the right place at the right time, or listening to opportunities and asking the question, what if we did this? And is it the right thing to do? I think that second question of, is it the right thing to do? Not, will it make us a lot of money right now, but will it be beneficial to us long term, is a critical question that people need to, that business people need to ask. Don't take shortcuts.
There you have it. Everyone listening in, and we have a couple of 100,000 CEOs and executives listening in. That's one thing to get that question right. So now let's move forward. So out of college, you join the company full time, and there's only 25 employees. Where you fast forward now, you've over 800 employees. You're producing, you know, 50,000 frozen pizzas every single day. You've 9 restaurants as well. What was the interaction in the family side of the business, and how did you start growing and building your own leadership philosophies?
Well, during the time from when I graduated college up until 1990, progression was very slow. So my father was from southern Italy and was extremely cautious of expanding. So it was the relationship between father and son at that time was a push and pull. I would want to expand. He wanted to stay the same. And the conflict erupted many times over the years. He would constantly tell me, "With your stupid ideas, we're going to go out of business, you know, 6 months after I die." And, you know, when you look at this interaction, I think families or father-son businesses or father with their children have to really look at how they interact, because there's many things that could be painful along the way in a family business. So as I progressed in the business and gained more and more power, by the time I was 30, in my 30s, I had a pretty good handle on what was going on. And arguments would still exist, but I kept pushing. In 1987, we opened our second restaurant in the suburbs of Chicago, and my father was adamantly against it. He only came to that restaurant twice before he passed away. And it was something that was an achievement that he got to see. And in 1990, he passed away, and the power transition came on the deathbed. And I think the greatest gift that you could give to your business is a properly laid out succession plan. And that's actually what my father's death taught me, is that it wasn't a properly executed succession plan. So in subsequent years, I really tried to deliver to my family what is the most prudent way to have a seamless transition of power and succession in our business. Not just the hard facts of who owns the stock, but how the business is going to get run by the family, and create that transparency so everyone knows.
What are some of the key tenets of creating a successful succession plan?
I think the one thing that we learned, and I used the University of Loyola, they have a center for business. I joined that, and I started networking with other family businesses to see the best practices, what people did, how families fall apart. And I think it was very educational, because you started to pick your path. And it was very clear then, there is no perfect succession plan. But if you have nothing, you're sure to fail. And so we started laying out our plan, and the first one was the first move we made, we hired an outside family facilitator who happened to be a psychologist. And she came in, her name was Kay Voigt. She got to know all of our family members and started doing analysis on leadership skills between all of our family members, leadership development. And that lasted for about 4 years, and then our next step was to create an outside advisory board. And that was created right after I had open heart surgery, because I realized my mortality was inevitable, and I wanted to make sure that if I was to die suddenly, my family had an outside board of professionals who they could go to for critical decisions. And we implemented that, and from there, that advisory board helped us with key decisions on strategic planning, or what direction we want to head with our business, who the leadership. I think the biggest question that I got from them is, who's your number two guy? Who is going to replace you? What's going to happen here? And it forced me to answer those questions. And I actually used the advisory board to interview and select which family member was going to be the best candidate. So it took that pressure off of me going to a family member and having to deliver, you're not the right one. I think we have a very talented group of Generation 4 business leaders in our family, and they're all great kids, and they all love our business, but somebody had to be president, and we have two divisions. We have a president of our frozen division and president of our restaurant division, and those two report up to me.
So the key here is really objectivity and action, not letting something go without
correct
documentation.
I think any CEO who has his head in the sand and think that the time to do this is later, need to get this done today, and you need to develop, you know, a strategy on how to create future leaders in your business, not sitting there taking it for granted. So we believe in education and associations with key president groups.
What's the key to leadership development? And you only have 1 minute before break.
I think the key to leadership development is exposure, as much exposure as you have to other businesses, and really getting those, like one of my family members right now just started a course in leadership development, and every one of my my children have gone through this Next Generation Leadership Institute at Loyola, and that basically gives them the development. So I think that as we're going to continue with leadership, it's experience, and what I wanted to be is in the background, let them make their mistakes. As long as I keep them away from the major mistakes, I let them run day-to-day operations. So that is critical in their leadership development of leading their people, their communication, and their transparency within the family.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who reinvent the fabric of America. We've been speaking so far with Joe Parrino, the CEO of Home Run Pizza. We're going to come back after break, and then you're going to learn the secret of great pizza, in addition to more leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Joe Perino, who is the CEO of Home Run Pizza, which is one of the fastest growing frozen pizza companies. It is by far the market leader in Chicago, which is incidentally the largest frozen pizza capital. More business
yes,
in there
we
than
we love
than
our
any.
Frozen pizzas there.
So here is the question. First, what is the key to a great pizza?
I believe there's many, many, many great pizzas in this country. The key is how do you consistently make it day after day. So we have broken down many fundamentals of our operation, and we believe in creating consistency by technology and the equipment we're using. So we started to change in the 1990s as far as what type of process we use, both in our restaurant side and our frozen side. So as we did this, we started to see that when you have expansion and the variables of people, that became our biggest problem. So we started to look at how do we make jobs easier for our employees to produce the same pizza consistently time and time again. For my restaurant and my frozen, we have one facility that produces all of our pizza dough, processes all of our cheese, makes all of our Italian sausage, and those key ingredients get used both for my restaurants and my frozen. So if I hear somebody tell me that the pizza in one of my restaurant locations isn't the same, I could immediately rule out it's not the ingredients. So it is either something that an employee didn't properly foul, and so we could target in on that. When it comes to the frozen side, our greatest compliment is when we have consumers get back to us via Facebook, email, Twitter, whatever, and say your restaurant and frozen pizzas taste exactly the same. And so
that's the biggest compliment.
That is the biggest compliment. So I believe we have the formula to take a restaurant product and transform it into a frozen pizza, and I will lay this challenge out to many people. Our frozen pizza will taste better than carryout pizzas from your local pizza.
But you also do, because you have a different process where you will actually cook it in advance.
Correct. What we learned is we were restaurateurs, and so what we did is we just took our mentality from the restaurant and didn't change to what everybody else did. We did the same process that my dad first discovered in the 1950s. We baked our pizza, we baked it partially, and we froze the pizza. And what happened over the years, we started to understand the differences in freezing, cryogenic freezing, using ammonia and different products. So we have learned what happens to the molecular structure of, you know, a pizza, which most pizza guys really don't look into that. But we started to research that and learn that if we bake and freeze quickly, we'll have a very high-quality product.
And there's go-back between the restaurant and the frozen pizza you could learn from each. There's a great
right.
synergy.
The restaurants, it gives a pulse on our community. We know what people like and what they don't like. And over the years, I haven't seen this great movement away from some of the basics. So everyone wants to know what's new in pizza. There's different styles that come up, but your toppings are all still the pretty basic cheese, you know.
Everyone goes for cheese, but I do have to tell you, my nephew, Zach, who lives in Chicago, he actually has your frozen pizza, but the next day in the morning, he'll have it with ranch dressing on it.
Yes, innovation.
There you go. Business is about innovation.
Business is about innovation. And the best way to tell a good pizza is to have it cold.
Ah, well done. So I want to go back to you and your dad and the relationship. And in a way, it reminds me when I was interviewing Bill Marriott that, you know, his dad was against he was in the restaurant business, was against the hotels, and let him run with it and said, you know nothing about hotels. Said, neither do you, Dad. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, later he's 1,900 hotels. sort of what you did with your dad. You remind me a lot of that, that he didn't want to grow. How did you do that dynamic of people have all the time the challenge of how do you go to someone and say, I have ideas and make them happen?
Well, I think as you go down a growth path in business, you have to be cautious because you can't make the big mistake, especially at any time in business. You can't make the big mistake. Small mistakes you could get away with. So what I started to do is really look at other businesses, and I learned, and I started touring plants, and I started belonging to president's groups, and I saw basic techniques that I said that could apply to our frozen business. And as I came back, I kept asking the question, well, if this company could do it, why can't we? And then I found out how they did it, and I researched, and we went from my very first loan was the most sophisticated type of loan you could get, as it was an industrial revenue bond from the state of Illinois. And if you asked me 2 years earlier what it was, I didn't have a clue, but I kept asking the questions, how could this expansion get done as efficiently as possible with the least amount of risk? And when we opened the plant, we continue to learn from other people in the industry as far as our suppliers and what techniques we could use to cut our costs and produce a higher quality pizza.
So in the morning, what do you look at first on your dashboard?
How much money is in my bank account? No, my dashboard, it's pretty interesting because it's basic. My dad always told me if you have money, you could do everything, anything. So, but when my report comes in, it gives me the sales, what our sales were for the day in every company, a breakdown of every company. It gives us our year-to-date over last year-to-date, and then our cash position.
And if there's one piece of advice you have on managing a family member, not necessarily your spouse, but a family member you're in business with, what's that?
I think the main thing is what I learned from my dad, and what was the most frustrating part is he wouldn't listen to my ideas, and he wouldn't execute anything that I said. And I think as I went, when the next generation started to come in, I was very cognizant of how I felt when I was told no and it was a stupid idea. So probably the best story was when my daughter Gina came to me out of college in 2002, I believe it was, and she came and says, Dad, I want to start a Facebook page. And I asked her, what's Facebook? And she said, it's a social media thing that people, and I said, that'll never work. And then I said, but since I don't know anything about it, go ahead and try it. And today we have close to 400,000 people on Facebook. So that's an example of just one of many things that the next generation has come up with, many changes that they have implemented now that they own. Not my ideas, but they own. And so that sense of ownership, again, builds their leadership qualities and helps them have the confidence to go forward as leaders in the company.
So we've about a minute left. So similarly to that, so you recently, you get orders from another country that wants 10,000 pizzas coming in. So that's a new thing that you have to stay open to.
Well, I don't like getting hung up on strategic plans. So when you have, and I related this to family members, if somebody called me up in my restaurant and said, I'd like 50 large pizzas, I'm not going to sit there and say, was this part of our strategic plan? Where are you taking the pizzas? What are you going to do with them? I'm going to make the pizzas and sell them. So if somebody wants to order, and in this case it's 10,000 cheese pizzas, I'm going to sell them.
And there you have it. Joe Perino, the CEO of Home Run Inn, Home Run Pizza. Great having you on the CEO.
Thanks, Robert.
Pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Janet Fowdy. How are you, Janet?
I'm terrific and delighted to be with you here today, Robert.
And Janet is the CEO and chair of Deloitte Consulting. So let's start talking about, everyone's heard of Deloitte, but this is a very congested, busy, competitive arena that you're in the consulting. What is different about Deloitte?
So Deloitte Consulting is a consulting firm that focuses on a couple of things. The first is we have a really broad set of services that we provide for our clients across strategy and operations, human capital and technology, and we help advise our clients implement their most complex solutions and help them run parts of their business. So broad set of services that we provide to our clients across a broad set of industries. But on a less tangible dimension, what really defines us in terms of the work we do with our clients is impact. We are laser-like focused from our most junior analyst to our most senior partner at what impact are we having on our clients and the transformation from strategy through implementation that they need to go through in their organization. That's really the sets of things that define us.
So when you talk about impact, what I hear from CEOs all the time is in this world of digital disruption, there are real challenges. They're trying to figure out how do we develop our next plans, our business models. Things are moving so quickly. How do you advise people on that?
So we spend time with clients, certainly on the topic of digital disruption, which is coming with increasing frequency in the business unit heads and CEOs and clients I spend time with. That and talent are by far the two top of the house agenda items. In terms of digital disruption in particular, we really help our clients push their thinking on what is core to who they are, what is the data and platform that are central to their business, and how can they use that to help expand who they are, what they do, what new markets they can be in. What we love about that work is it pulls, obviously, technology at its core and best thinking around all of the emerging technologies, a deep understanding of our clients' business and models and who their customers are, but how they can really think about what new markets they can be in a very differentiated manner.
So how do you advise people on what new markets they could be in? It seems now that people have from above, they have the Amazons and the Googles and the Apples coming down at them, and then they have the ankle biters coming up at them.
The ankle biters. I love that expression. What we try to focus on with our clients when doing this kind of work is really what's unique and distinct about them. You know, our clients are everything from clients that are relatively new and emerging to clients that are brands that have been around for many, many, many years. And what we try to focus on is what is unique about them and what they can bring to a different set of customers and clients, while, of course, being highly sensitive to the Amazon and Googles of the world and what's now going to be in my new vernacular, the ankle biters.
That's an interesting comment about finding the uniqueness, and it resonates with me, and I think it will with the CEOs as well. How do you really go about understanding what is unique about a client you're working with? And I know you work with a ton of clients. You have 35,000 people on your team.
So for us, first is bringing really deep industry experts to bear to our clients. And that's really at the center of our consulting history and heritage is really deep industry expertise. But then we try to push our collective thinking in terms of client interactions and the client impact that our clients are having and what can be derived from that. So we find that we have a pretty powerful methodology that helps our clients actually unpack that, very data-centric in its approach, that we use to help our clients sort through driving through those decisions.
Could you give an example of some type of client? You don't have to say their name, but that you've worked with to handle this type of tough digital disruption environment.
Yeah, so it's interesting because what I found is that our clients across a broad set of industries are grappling with this. So just in the last handful of weeks, we've been deep in discussion with a consumer products and financial services clients, and you know, we serve hundreds and hundreds and thousands of clients, and these are two I just happen to personally have been involved with, who are digging exactly through, is what they're doing, pushing new sets of services to existing customers or driving into new customer bases, which is often, obviously, a very common problem. And the method and approach, though the industries are wildly different, has very common themes across the very disparate industries of consumer products and financial services.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Janet Fowley, who is the CEO and chair of Deloitte Consulting. So you mentioned something before about you do a lot of work in terms of talent and digital disruption. I'm wondering, is there any overlap in those two, any unique connection between them?
Thank you for that question. I'm fascinated how much those two topics have come together over the last sets of years. We just published a business confidence survey, which we interview 600 both CXOs and CXOs in waiting, so next generation CXOs, both about their confidence in their organization's ability to beat their competition, and what worries them about their ability to do that. And what was so interesting about this year's finding is the two topics that were of most concern in their confidence to beat the competition were technology disruption and their ability to hold their top talent. What became the most interesting part of the discussion, however, was how intertwined they were. Because when you traditionally think about, can I keep my top talent, you think about career model and advancement. And maybe third on the list, culture. What we found was culture is still very much at the top. Engagement was very much at the top. But number one was the learning about access and innovating using new technologies. So CXOs and CXOs in waiting are deeply concerned about not only how am I going to be disrupted by technology, but how am I going to make sure that my top talent stays because of their interest in engagement in technology, so very intertwined.
Really? How do they do that?
What we're spending time with our clients on is a couple of things. One is lots of focus around leadership development. Mm-hmm. And leadership development both enabled by technology and with technology as a major thread to the conversation. The second is encouraging our clients to take a really fresh look at their millennial strategies, practices, and how they engage with their millennial population. And the third is your sort of plain old blocking and tackling around communication, but with a twist, to take this in a slightly different direction of our conversation, but with a twist around purpose. What we're finding, both in our surveying and in my time spent with our clients, is that their people are craving understanding the purpose and the impact of their organization. And so in addition to wanting to be able to do interesting, challenging work in and around technology, they're also really wanting to understand the purpose of the organization, what it's contributing back to society, what its mission and impact are.
Especially in millennials.
That we're actually finding it transcends millennials. I think millennials just talk about it more.
Interesting.
So I do, you know, we're unfortunately not spending, we could spend this 20 minutes many times over on a variety of topics, and I know it's not all about millennials, but I do believe that there are many, many, many things that are consistent between those of us who are not millennials and those of us who are. I find that millennials just want to communicate and talk about it a whole lot more. So we're really pushing our clients and ourselves to talk about purpose, talk about impact, innovation, and technology in the core of how they engage with their people.
Now, if someone wants to get a hold of this survey that you talked about, how would they do that?
They can do that through Deloitte.com.
Okay, just go to Deloitte.com and it's right there.
It is.
If there's any one piece of advice you would have, a quick piece, because we only have about 30 seconds left before break, to CEOs about managing in digital disruption, what should they look for most?
What they should look for is changing the culture that they live in today to one of experimentation and getting comfortable and confident with experimentation.
That is the way to end this segment, because think about that. The key is changing your culture to focus on experimentation, also focusing on purpose and tying in talent to all of it. We'll be back in a few minutes, and when we are, we're going to speak with Janet about leadership philosophy and about leadership development. Back in a few.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Janet Foudy, who is the CEO and chair of Deloitte Consulting. And we've been talking about different areas that Deloitte works on with clients, and one you mentioned was leadership development. What advice can you give the top CEOs about leadership development? And I have to tell you, Deloitte, you're in a unique position because you've not only 35,000 employees yourself, but you're dealing with all the clients, you're dealing with the top companies. What advice can you give?
The personal advice I would give around how each of you engage around leadership is to make it personal and make it real. I have found that as I've gone from running projects as a consulting partner to a small P&L to running a substantive business to being the CEO, that the intertwining of the conversation around business and personal, about me personally, has been an incredibly powerful way to engage my team and our staff. When I think at a more macro level around leadership, I'd encourage you, one, to make it an intense focus of yours and your executive team's time. For me personally, and what I encourage my clients to do, is to spend a meaningful amount of time of whatever your leadership team structure or format is, to always have time set aside to talk about some dimension of your next generation leaders and their development and maturing and coming to be as the next generation of leaders.
What's top on your dashboard when you wake up in the morning as a leader, now a large organization, 35,000 people, with significant fiduciary responsibility? What do you look at first?
I'm smiling at this question because I close every one of my conversations with my people, sharing with them what I wake up thinking about every day. And it's going to probably sound pretty funny, maybe to you, Robert, and to your listeners, which is what I wake up thinking about every day is what I'm doing and what my leaders are doing, absolutely focused on putting the right tools and enablement of my people to be wildly successful with their clients. You can strip away everything else. If what I and my team are doing are getting the right support and help to our 35,000 people, then everything else comes to be. So that's what I wake up thinking about every day, is the way I'm spending my time and the way my team is spending my time focused on that.
And I thought you were going to say, did the Cubs win yesterday?
The Cubs, I know we're talking to a national audience, so we'll keep the baseball talk low, but that is something I pay careful attention to, especially if I'm on the East Coast and cannot stay up for the West Coast games.
So let's talk about challenges you've had to face and overcome. I knew when you grew up you wanted to be a singer, a musician, an actress. You came from an academic family. What was a challenge in business life that you faced and that you somehow came through that taught you something and that has helped you in your role as being CEO today?
For me, growing up in an organization like ours, very focused on high performance, very focused on client impact, and coming from an academic background, the challenge for me has been the confidence that one can surround yourself with incredibly smart people to tackle whatever it is in front of you. And I learned that early in my career by being in a situation where I was afraid to ask for help and didn't surround myself with as many of the smart and diverse thinking people as I should have. And I got in a situation that was not where I wanted to be in terms of the impact I was able to have, both for my own firm and my client. And that was a really pivotal moment for me, was building the confidence to be absolutely surrounding by really smart people, being really fearless about asking for help, and then to tie back into our earlier conversation, the confidence to really be myself. You know, lots of people who are in business come from strong business families. I did not. And to be comfortable and confident that there are many different perspectives in how to get from here to there and help my clients get from here to there. So for me, it's about that confidence on all those dimensions is something that I had a pivotal moment early in my career, but I continue to challenge myself on all the time.
And if you could sum up in one sentence your leadership philosophy...
In one sentence, my leadership philosophy is bringing who you are and the smartest people you can makes the best leaders at the end of the day.
I like that. I sense with you everything is about a transparency and just an authenticity. You are who you are. And once you could do that as leaders, all of you listening in, be who you truly are, one person.
So transparency is such a great topic. Let me just riff on that for just a second, because we talked about transparency and who you are, but I also find that I was able to be a very effective consultant with my clients by creating a very transparent environment and discussion with them, and it's something that's really important to our culture. And now, as a leader within our own organization, not only transparency about who I am, but transparency around my priorities, transparency about our performance, transparency about the things that are going well, and the much harder transparency about the things that we need to work on, has created a commitment to that level of transparency and, frankly, a level of courage. We haven't talked about courage much today.
And we only have 1 minute left. But I know, we need to talk about courage.
We do need to talk about courage.
Tell me one sentence about courage, then we're going to talk balance in life, and one thing, advice to women. Courage.
Be courageous.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Okay, how do you balance your life?
I balance my life, which is incredibly personal for each of us, by being thoughtful about what matters in each dimension every day and not letting guilt ever overrun one or the other.
And what advice would you have to women in business? People, there's only 26 Fortune 500 women who are CEOs. There's more Johns who are CEOs than women. It's amazing. What advice would you have so we could have more women CEOs?
Be confident in who you are and what you have to bring. You will continue to surprise yourself and everyone around you and what unique and fabulous perspectives, insights, and answers you can bring to the conversation.
What is the future of Deloitte Consulting?
The future of Deloitte Consulting is providing incredible impact for our clients and great experiences for our people.
Well, Janet, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much. I love talking with you today.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.